Hello?
Good morning. My name is Nikki. I'm attorney. I come from the Alabama Department of Labor, Unemployment Division. May I speak to the
Hey, Miss
person
Nikki.
requesting this call? I
Yes,
need to
ma'am. Nikki
advise
speaking to
you,
him.
this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Miss Nikki, I was trying to fill it out online, and I went as far as I could, and it told me that I couldn't go any further, that I needed to call this number.
Okay, you was trying to file your claim online and it gave you like an
Yes,
error
ma'am.
message.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, I do apologize about that. Can I please have
No,
your
you're
Social
fine.
Security number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 335-6452-32.
And that's gonna be 335-6452-32.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
My name is Anthony Fields. My date of birth is February 9, 1974, and my mother's maiden name is Richardson.
Did she go by any other name before she got married?
No.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
The job just terminated me Friday, and last night was when I just started the process.
Okay, you said you just started the process on last night.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than
No, ma'am.
180 days? Yes, sir.
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Can you verify your driver's license state and your number?
Alabama, and the number is 992. God, I can't see this. It's 992-7977.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit into my checking account.
And what is your routing number?
The routing number is 262-275-835.
That's gonna be 262-275-835.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your account number?
The account number is 5101-32-04-435.
That's gonna be 5101-320-4435.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
It is 296 Holt, Holt, Holt Street, Meridianville, Alabama, and the zip code is 35759.
Did you want me to go ahead and update your mailing address for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And what is that mailing address again? I do apologize about that.
Oh, no, you're fine. It's 296 Holt Street, Holt Street, and that's in Meridianville. And the zip code is 35759.
Okay, that's going to be 296 Holt Street, Meridianville, Alabama, 35759.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address, is it different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
Area code 773-901-5905.
Did you want me to go ahead and update your telephone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is that telephone number again? I do apologize about that.
Area code 773-901-5905.
That's going to be 773-901-5905.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
It's going to be my first name, Anthony, dot my last name, Fields, 74 at yahoo.com. So let me say that again. It's going to be anthony.fields74@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir. That's going to be anthony.fields74@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Your mailing address is 296 Holt Street, Meridianville, Alabama, 35759.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the foreign colleges have you attended? Is it Anoka Ramsey Community College? Is it Florida Southern College? Is it Manor College? Is it University of Scranton? Or is it none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the foreign street addresses in Chicago have you ever lived at or been associated with? Is it 1909 South Lee Parkway? Is it 3142 North Racing Avenue? Is it 3732 West 57th Place? Is it 7318 South Francisco Avenue? Or is it none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property?
7318 South Francisco.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? Are you 5'6"? Are you 5'9"? Are you 6'0"? Are you 6'3"? Or my height is not reported as any of these values?
I'm 5'9".
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama where an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
The 9th of this month.
Okay, that's going to be December the 9th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Did you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently arrested for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
That's going to be 25 miles?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
25.
That's going to be $25.
Mm-hmm.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title and description?
Branch manager, banking.
Okay, you said branch manager, banking.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your job description when you directing and coordinating financial activities of workers
yes.
in a... Okay, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the name of your employer?
Nicholas Financial. My former employer?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Nicholas Financial.
Yes, sir. That's going to be Nicholas Financial Incorporation.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is your employer phone number?
Give me one second. I can Google it. Give me one second.
Yes, sir.
It is going to be 1-800-237-2721.
Did you want me to go ahead and update that telephone number for you?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
Yes, sir. And what is that telephone number again? I do apologize about that.
It is 800-237-2721.
Yes, sir. That's going to be 800-237-2721.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employment start date?
My employment start date was February 10th, 2014.
That's going to be February the 10th, 2014.
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
The 9th of this month.
Yes, sir. That's going to be December the 9th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes, sir. That's going to be in Huntsville, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or did you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
They were bought out. They were bought out by another bank, and the bank that bought them out didn't retain any of its employees.
Yes, sir. Have you been discharged?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Could you say that's a violation of company policy? Or is it because of unsatisfactory work, insubordination, absent without notice to employer, absentees, tardiness?
None of that. They just, the new company just didn't any of the old employees. I mean,
was it because of lack of work?
No.
Have you been laid off? Is no work is available?
Mm-mm.
Misconduct? Dishonest or criminal act? Positive drug test? Refusing to submit or cooperate with drug tests?
None of that. None of that. It was just a buyout.
Has the company closed, sold, and combined?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Did you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Hold on for 1 second.
Yes, sir.
I'm ready.
Okay, your temporary PIN number is 3274.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
Mm-mm, 3274.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into Alabama Works.
Okay.
.alabama.gov.
Wait a minute. Alabama Works, does Works have a S on it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's Alabama Works what?
.alabama.gov.
Alabama.gov. Uh-huh.
/VossNet.
Slash what?
VossNet, which is spelled V like in Valerie. O S N E T slash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be for you to update your online resume.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Got you.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, or next week. Our information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You've been great. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
You do as well.
Yes, sir. Thank
Bye.
You so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.